Well, hello, this is Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with Babbie Mason.
Hello, Peggy Banks. How are you, my friend?
Really well. I'm doing really well. It's good to be with you again, Babbie, and we've been just kind of talking about some things these last couple episodes, and we're so glad that you're joining us again.
I'm always happy to be with you. This time just fortifies my faith, and it's always good to spend time with a good friend talking about the things of the Lord.
Thank you, and we're thankful that there are those listeners that are listening in with us and joining into the conversation with us, and we're so glad that you are here being a part of the conversation that we're having today. And if you'd like to just share with us some of your thoughts, you can reach us at womenofhope@twr.org. That's womenofhope@twr.org. So, Babbie, what are we talking about today? We're talking about a topic that's kind of difficult for us to process through. I know there's some questions we've been tossing around. So,
well, hope is a thread,
yes,
in our conversations, and my mind immediately takes me to one of those capstone passages in the Word of God, mm-hmm, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, mm-hmm, and this is how it reads. They that wait upon the Lord, mm-hmm, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I'm reading from the King James Version.
Yeah.
You have the NIV, and yours is worded a little differently. You want to read your version?
I've heard that version so much.
They that
wait upon the Lord. And mine says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
That's a powerful vision. My version says they that wait upon the Lord. Your version says those that hope in the Lord.
Yes.
So evidently there is a synergy between waiting and hoping.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So how do you find hope in the waiting?
You know, that question is so hard for me because where is the hope in waiting? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many of us don't want to wait for things, right? How many of us don't want to pray for patience? And we know we need patience.
As I wait, if I don't have Christ, then I'm hopeless.
That's right. Right. Because we feel like we have to make a change right now. We have to do something right now. And if it's not happening right now, then how can we wait on God,
yes,
to do something? We're in a difficult situation. We've lost our house. We've lost our children. We've lost our job. We've lost our health, right? How can we wait?
You know, I love the definition that I discovered about hope, and this is the definition. Hope is the constant expectation of good things to come.
Say that again.
Hope is the constant,
right,
expectation, mm-hmm, of good things to come.
Yes.
So while I am waiting, mm-hmm, and when the waiting is in a season where I've been waiting for a long time, mm-hmm, hope gives me the expectation,
yeah,
that better things are coming.
Right.
And as a mother, I know about that.
Right.
Okay. Because the moment I learned that I was going to have a baby, my expectation rose to attention. Mm. The moment I learned that I was going to have a baby, I started painting the nursery.
Mm-hmm.
I got a crib. I got a car seat for the baby. Somebody had a shower for me.
Mm-hmm.
I started, my body went into expectation. My back started hurting and my body went into all kinds of changes, and I had to get bigger clothes to, you know, because I was expecting a bundle of joy. I was expecting a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And that lets me know that on the other side of waiting, I can expect something good to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In that promise gives me hope,
mm-hmm,
to know that I may be going through some changes right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wait long enough and I hope in the Lord, in just a little while, I'm going to soar with wings as eagles.
Mm.
I'm going to run and not be weary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to press on and see what the end will be.
Yeah.
And so that great expectation reminds me that good things are always coming for me.
And even in those 9 months of pregnancy, you still had to go through some uncomfortable times.
Yes, very uncomfortable times.
In a place where that was not comfortable in your waiting.
Even painful.
Mm-hmm. And even painful.
Even painful times. Yeah. But on the other side of the most immense pain was the immense joy.
Yeah. And I don't have any biological children, but when I was working as a nurse, I did labor and delivery. And this idea of bringing that little baby into the world, this creation, this life, you see a miracle. So the time of waiting from conception to birth gives God this time to reveal his power and his miracle of life, right?
Yes.
So even in this waiting of times that are uncomfortable, God is doing something to give you a truth of who he is.
Yes.
A picture of a better future, a new life, you know.
And so, that truth is, it's miraculous.
It is.
It's not only good, it's beautiful.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And that's what I love about the Lord, mm-hmm. is somehow in his wisdom, in his sovereignty, mm-hmm. he has this way of turning a mess into a miracle.
Right, right. And if we wait on him, just wait on him. And it's not so much the building of our character, although it does do that, right, when we wait on the Lord, because it says that we will renew our strength, we'll soar like eagles, we'll run and not grow weary. But I think the waiting is really to reveal the character of God. If we run ahead, if we quit too soon, if we don't wait on him, we don't get the opportunity to see the power of God. You know, God created the universe in 7 days. You know, we see that 6 days and the day of rest he has here. Why does it take 9 months to create a baby, right? Why do we have to wait for that? Why can't just the baby be born?
You know? Today.
It's just there. Uh-huh. But in our waiting, God reveals himself. He reveals the power that he has to change things, the power that he has to forgive, the power that he has to give you a new life, right? You know, you think starting a healing process from your past, and when I think about counseling and walking someone through a journey of healing spiritually and emotionally, they feel like they can never get to this place that they want to be made whole. And it's never going to happen. And how can we wait for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? But in that waiting, God reveals his character of faithfulness and hope.
Yes.
And power.
I think about Abraham, and God gave this promise to Abraham.
Yeah.
And said that you're going to be the father of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham waited and waited, and your wife, Sarah, is going to be a mother.
Yeah.
And they waited and they waited. And then they got tired of waiting and decided to.
Like they had another plan.
Yeah, they got their own plan.
I can't
they
wait.
They devised their own plan.
That's right. That's right.
And we see how that messed things up.
Yeah.
But even when we get in the way, God still has a plan.
Yeah.
But if we could just wait for the best plan, would you rather hold out for the best and get past what's better? If I can just wait, it might be okay right now, but the best is yet to come.
Yeah.
If I can just hold out and wait up on the Lord and allow him to renew my strength, then I will see that I'll soar like an eagle. I'll run and not be weary. I'll walk and not faint.
Yeah.
If I don't get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the question is, where is the hope in waiting? And the hope is in the truth of who God is, right? The hope is in the character of God.
The character of God. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can remind myself, and this is why it's so important to have the word in our hearts that we might not sin against the Lord, it's because God has established a track record.
Mm-hmm.
He's trustworthy. He's true to his word. He's a God that cannot lie. He's a God that cannot change. If he did it for me then, he will do it for me again. Okay, I'm a songwriter. Those words rhyme. I need to write that down. If he did it for me then, he will do it for me again.
Amen. Amen. That's right. And the season that you have walked in difficulty with the Lord, has given you experience where you have seen God do it again and again. I have too. The difficulties in life and situations in our life where we've had to wait on the Lord. But that doesn't always come easily. And when we first come to know Jesus, we don't have the experiences of God's truthful faith, his faithfulness and his truth, that he will not leave us nor forsake us. And so it is important for us to have friends who already have those experiences.
Yes.
Where they've seen God be faithful in the waiting, because we don't know it until we see it, right?
And, that's right.
And God gives us the faith to believe, but it is so important to have faithful friends. I think that's why Paul says to the Philippians that I'm confident of this one thing, that the work that God has begun in you, he will be faithful to complete it. Because I think sometimes there were those who were not confident.
Yes.
And they had to depend on Paul's confidence.
And sometimes we forget.
Right.
We forget,
mm-hmm.
You know, when we are in a challenge and we are just looking at that challenge just dead in the face.
Right, right. It's overwhelming.
It's sure. overwhelming. And yeah. sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
And I need to be reminded,
mm-hmm.
Babby,
mm-hmm.
God is sovereign. Sometimes I remind myself by picking up his word and putting my nose in my Bible.
Yeah.
And going to those places that I've already underlined and memorized and written those promises in the margins and written yeah. the date where the Lord gave me this promise and just rehearsing, practicing the presence of God and reminding myself that God is faithful. He is true. Sometimes it's a song yeah. that he brings to my remembrance. Sometimes it's a passage of scripture. Sometimes it's a text from a friend like Peggy Banks mm-hmm. who reminds me, Abby, I know you're going through a challenge,
mm-hmm.
but God is faithful.
Yeah.
He's sovereign and you'll make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we wait, there is hope in the waiting
mm-hmm.
that God is at work. We may not see him.
Yeah.
I certainly may not feel him.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to always know that he is behind the scenes
mm-hmm.
and he is working it out together for my good.
Yeah. So this is a great discussion. I want us to continue with Babby, but I also want to say to our listeners, we have confidence today. Maybe you don't have it today that God is working in your life. Maybe you feel that you are alone and the circumstances that you're facing are overwhelming. But we want to say today that we are confident that the work that God has begun in you, he will be faithful to complete it. So don't quit. There is hope in the waiting. And in the waiting, we get to see God's character revealed in his power and purpose for your life. Thank you for being with us today. God bless you.